to Matt Flynn, director of Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Several people on the line. We'll get to all of you in this segment. We're going to start with CJ of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks again for taking my call. I always hear you and Democrats saying how the Republicans are going to destroy our democracy. When your party and your, well, he's changed his opinion on this now, but your president, our president, President Biden, is promising and your party wants to overturn the filibuster and also pack the Supreme Court. Now that is destroying democracy. Against our Constitution, I wish you'd listen to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what she said about packing the Supreme Court, and play back some of Joe Biden's comments as senator when it was talked about overturning the filibuster. Talk about flip-flopping. Joe Biden certainly is promising right along with the Democrat Party because they can't convince 60 senators to go along with them on anything, including Build Back Better, promising to overturn the filibuster. Now that's destroying democracy, Matt.
CJ, thanks for calling in. I want to respond to that because I think that there's a misconception. I think I'd like to put clear up right now. There's a difference between 147 Republican congressmen voting not to certify the guy who won the presidential election. That's a very big deal. What you're talking about the filibuster is the filibuster has been thrown out the window for federal judgeships for about 10 years. It started with Harry Reid when the Republicans wouldn't give 10 votes for anything. Harry Reid got rid of the filibuster for federal court appointments. And then Mitch McConnell seized on that, and that's how Amy Coney Barrett and that Kavanaugh and Gorsuch got in. And from now on, there won't be a filibuster because of both parties. When you talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg talking about things packing the court, that goes back to Franklin Roosevelt when he was just going to add more Supreme Court justices and pack it that way. She was opposed to that. But the truth is, the filibuster is not in the Constitution. It can absolutely be overturned. And what I advocate is that it's going to be overturned. If the Republicans ever get in, they're going to overturn it. They use budget reconciliation, which is a way around the filibuster to put through the tax cut. Both parties are going to selectively get rid of it. So I would simply say, CJ, I very much enjoy your calls. It's good to have two points of view. But I will tell you this. There's a difference between deliberately not certifying the guy who won an election and then using exempting federal judgeships from the filibuster, which they've been exempted from for now 10 years by both parties. Thanks very much for calling in. Next on the line, Terry of the Northwoods, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
Oh, I agree with Mark. Going back to the 68 election, RFK would have mopped the floor with Tricky Dick, no question. The second point I got is, if you got the courts, you got everything. In other words, you can throw out legislation that gets passed and signed by the president and rule it unconstitutional. Am I right on that, Matt?
Yeah, no, you're dead right. That goes back to Marbury versus Madison more than 200 years ago. That's right. Yeah. And, you know, picking up on that, I mean, what it is the Supreme Court has no police force and no army, and their legitimacy is everything. And if they just occasionally do something like that, fine. What happened in the 1930s with Roosevelt is they were all very conservative on economics, and they would hold unconstitutional things like the child labor laws and all that. And people got so angry at him. They were afraid that Roosevelt would pack the court, so they started to come around and not use that power as often. And right now, this court, Justice Roberts, who's a Republican, appointed by George W. Bush, has warned the Republican Party that if you continue to look partisan, what's going to end up happening is you destroy your legitimacy. And your legitimacy is everything, because unlike the executive and the Congress, the three branches, remember, executive, president, Congress, the Senate and the House, and judiciary, the Supreme Court and the federal courts. The federal courts do not have temporal power in the sense of they don't have police forces and armies. What they have is legitimacy and respect. And if that is given up, so when C.J. Madison calls and saying, okay, well, you know, and his point is that if you have a federal court that somehow is not bipartisan, that is a problem. And I, frankly, I agree with that. It's not a there's nothing in the Constitution that supports a filibuster. It's been useful, but it stopped being useful 10 years ago because Harry Reid pointed out that there would be no more federal judges appointed in the United States by anybody. So he got rid of the filibuster for federal appointments, and Mitch McConnell agreed, and he got rid of it on his side. So for those kinds of appointments, but right now we have something like 50 ambassadors who haven't been confirmed. We have State Department people not confirmed because there's no bipartisanship. But I got to say something. In the 19th and early 20th centuries, you had statesmen in the Senate. Now you are going to have a hard time getting 10 votes from either party for something they don't want. That's the problem. Okay, we're going to Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Great topic on the judges. You know, one thing that, to me, I need your opinion on this, but in our state Supreme Court, I think the Republicans have had second thoughts now that Hagedorn has gotten in. He seems to be more of a unbiased or a fair judge. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm very high on Brian Hagedorn. I was not pleased with his vote on redistricting. However, here's the thing about Brian Hagedorn. Without Brian Hagedorn, there are three hardcore Republicans and what I'll say three hardcore Democrats. They're all supposed to be independent. And most people don't understand that the vast majority of cases that come out of the Supreme Court are bipartisan, you know, on some criminal matters and civil matters. You know, it'll be there's seven of them, so it'll be 5-2, 6-1, 4-3. When it comes to politics and the election, Hagedorn is a breath of fresh air. He, throughout the whole episode in the last two, he voted to certify Joe Biden because he won the election. If he had not done that, the three Republicans voted against it. They voted against it. And then you would have had a constitutional crisis. You would have had your Supreme Court voting against certifying the guy who won the election. I like that a lot. He also did not permit certain sort of spoiler candidates to get on the ballot without sufficient documentation. And he did not follow the Republican line. The only thing, and I'm not talking about his other views. Whatever his other views are, his business. But I will say that the one where I think he dropped the ball was in redistricting, where they're going to keep the old gerrymandered lines from 2010 and extend it to 2030. He did throw a lifeline. He did say he will keep communities of interest together, which will bust some of their gerrymandering, but not enough of it. So I think I am very, very pleased with him. All things considered, when it came, push came to shove, he's read the Constitution. He seems like a fair guy. And he also, quite frankly, I'm sure he voted for Trump, you know, it's fine. But he said, no, there's an election, Trump lost. Okay, no big deal. And nobody else could see that. Thanks very much, Bill. Thanks, CJ. Thanks, everybody else. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show, great call-in. You got great programming coming up. You have Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. You have Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Earl Ingram, great evening programming, great weekend programming with Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. Go, 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 Johnny, go.